The following week, the knot hole yielded a tarnished medal. Jim showed it to Atticus, who said it was the spelling medal, that before we were born, the Macomb County schools had spelling contests and awarded medals to the winners. Atticus said someone must have lost it, and had we asked around? Jim camel-kicked me when I tried to say where we had found it. Jim asked Atticus if he remembered anybody who ever won one, and Atticus said no. Our biggest prize appeared 4 days later. It was a pocket watch that wouldn't run on a chain with an aluminum knife. You reckon it's white gold, Jim? Don't know. I'll show it to Atticus. Atticus said it would probably be worth $10, knife, chain, and all, if it were new. Did you swap with somebody at school? He asked. Oh, no, sir. Jim pulled out his grandfather's watch that Atticus let him carry once a week if Jim were careful with it. On the days he carried the watch, Jim walked on eggs. Atticus, if it's all right with you, I'd rather have this one instead. Maybe I can fix it. When the new wore off his grandfather's watch, and carrying it became a day's burdensome task, Jim no longer felt the necessity of ascertaining the hour every 5 minutes. He did a fair job, only one spring and two tiny pieces left over, but the watch would not run. Oh, he sighed, it'll never go. Scout? Huh? You reckon we ought to write a letter to whoever's leaving us these things? That'd be right nice, Jim. We can thank 'em. What's wrong? Jim was holding his ears, shaking his head from side to side. I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know why, Scout. He looked toward the living room. I've got a good mind to tell Atticus. No, I reckon not. I'll tell him for you. No, don't do that, Scout. Scout? What? He had been on the verge of telling me something all evening. His face would brighten, and he would lean toward me. Then he would change his mind. He changed it again. Oh, nothing. Here, let's write a letter. I pushed a tablet and pencil under his nose. Okay. Dear Mr. How do you know it's a man? I bet it's Miss Maudie. Been betting that for a long time. Ah, Miss Maudie can't chew gum. Jim broke into a grin. You know, she can talk pretty sometimes. One time I asked her to have a chew and she said no thanks. That chewing gum cleaved to her palate and rendered her speechless, said Jim carefully. Doesn't that sound nice? Yeah. She can say nice things sometimes. She wouldn't have a watch and chain anyway. Dear sir, said Jim, we appreciate everything which you have put into the tree for us. Yours very truly, Jeremy Atticus Finch. He won't know who you are if you sign it like that, Jim. Jim erased his name and wrote, Jim Finch. I signed, Jean Louise Finch, Scout, beneath it. Jim put the note in an envelope. Next morning, on the way to school, he ran ahead of me and stopped at the tree. Jim was facing me when he looked up, and I saw him go stark white. Scout! I ran to him. Someone had filled our knot hole with cement. Don't you cry now, Scout. Don't cry now, don't you worry, he muttered at me all the way to school. When we went home for dinner, Jim bolted his food, ran to the porch, and stood on the steps. I followed him. Hasn't passed by yet, he said. Next day, Jim repeated his vigil and was rewarded. Howdy do, Mr. Nathan, he said. Morning, Jim, Scout, said Mr. Radley as he went by. Mr. Radley, said Jim. Mr. Radley turned around. Mr. Radley, did you put cement in that hole in that tree down yonder? Yes, he said, I filled it up. Why'd you do it, sir? Trees dying. You plug 'em with cement when they're sick. You ought to know that, Jim.
Jim said nothing more about it until late afternoon. When we passed our tree, he gave it a meditative pat on its cement and remained deep in thought. He seemed to be working himself into a bad humor, so I kept my distance. As usual, we met Atticus coming home from work that evening. When we were at our steps, Jim said, Atticus, look down yonder at that tree, please, sir.
What tree, son?
The one on the corner of the Radley lot coming from school?
Yes.
Is that tree dying?
Why, no, son. I don't think so. Look at the leaves. They're all green and full. No brown patches anywhere. It ain't even sick. That tree's as healthy as you are, Jim.
Why?
Mr. Nathan Radley said it was dying.
Well, maybe it is.
I'm sure Mr. Radley knows more about his trees than we do.
Atticus left us on the porch. Jim leaned on a pillar, rubbing his shoulders against it.
Do you itch, Jim?
I asked as politely as I could. He did not answer.
Come on in, Jim, I said.
After a while. He stood there until nightfall, and I waited for him. When we went in the house, I saw he had been crying. His face was dirty in the right places, but I thought it odd that I had not heard him.